by that one move that you did just now. You showed how much you value your ears and how gone mine are. Caitlin comes over here and she turns down the little knob for her ears, for her monitor, because it's too loud. And mine's on like level 9.
Yeah, my headphones were just a little loud for my ears, so I had to...
I can't hear anymore. I don't have a choice.
Well, you were a DJ, you know. I'm sure you've done some damage.
I've done a lot of damage.
Yeah. And once you do damage to your eardrums, it's forever. There's no fixing that.
I mean, I don't know. At this point, I'm just stuck with them, I guess.
Hearing aids for Sergio.
No, I'm not getting hearing aids. No hearing aids.
Well, what's up, everybody?
What's up, guys? Lawn Disorder coming at you on episode 99.
Wow. Two nines, one away.
We are at episode... Now, I know we're in season 7, right? 7. Mm-hmm. But we're in episode 99 of this journey that we've had. And this is like the documented 99. I mean, we've had more, but we started over, basically. We started counting over again. So, it's exciting. The next one's going to be 100.
100 triple digits.
Do we start calling them like episode 101 and all that from that point forward? Or?
Well, I'm not going to say 101.
But I'm saying, instead of saying season this, episode that?
I would say, yeah, like, if we want to continue saying episode numbers, 101, 102, 103.
Ooh, it's exciting.
And then when we hit 200, because you know we're gonna, 201, 202, 203.
1,000's gonna be so awesome.
No, 2001, 2002. Or 1001, 1002. I don't know any podcasts with 1,000 episodes.
It will be us.
Doubt it, but we could join the club eventually.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, everybody. We're here. First, let's thank the sponsors. Let's thank Wavespace Audio for the music on all these 99 episodes. And Young Ideas Dish for all of your Dish and Google product needs.
Thank you, guys.
Also been here for 99 episodes. Thanks, guys. And we're here. It is the week of Thanksgiving.
Yep. Turkey Day.
Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah.
It's like 3 days.
It's in 3 days.
4 days. Yeah, three days, four days, whatever. Okay, we're here talking Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Specifically, you know, Thanksgiving is a time of year where a lot of people go home. They join up with their families, their loved ones, extended family even that you don't see most of the year maybe. I don't know. Every family's different, right? But I think the one thing most people have in common with Thanksgiving besides the turkey is the family getting together.
You know, and I think the other thing everybody has in common is that there's always something. There's always, even if it's something minuscule or something really big, there's always just something that happens amongst family, right?
Oh, pretty much. There's always drama.
It's never perfect. There's always just something.
Someone's car breaks down or, you know, someone gets sick.
There's a quirk. There's always a quirk. So, I think we got some interesting stories we're going to share.
Yeah, since there's so many quirks out there, we found an article that lists some of the funniest quirks or, I guess, stories people have had to go through at Thanksgiving with their family.
Some forgettable, some unforgettable.
Some forgettable, some you want to forget.
Yes. So, without further ado, let's get into story time.
Okay, let's go with the first one. One glorious Thanksgiving, my mom and aunt decided to try edibles. Naturally, they made the rookie mistake of eating another only after 15 minutes, because they're not doing anything after 15 minutes. Fast forward 2 hours, and mom is in full panic mode about whether or not the local ducks she feeds daily will starve overnight, because there's no way she's in any fit state to go out and feed them. And my aunt is waking my uncle up every half hour and asking him to tell her whether or not she's still breathing.
So, coming from somebody that has taken edibles, yes, you gotta wait for them. It's not instant. It's not instant gratification with edibles. I don't know about the really, really high dosage ones, but I know with like a lower dosage one, it takes just a little bit of time to kick in. It's like 20, 30 minutes.
But that's like with any food you eat, right? So like if you think alcohol, you might have a glass of wine or a beer and not feel it. But if you go ahead and drink 2 or 3 more within a short time period, you're going to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Or like taking medicine that's like extended release. You take it, but it's not going to kick in for like half an hour.
I had a buddy of mine who took one recently. I'm in a group text with some buddies from college. And one of the guys is like, he'd never had an edible before and he had it. And then the next day he's like, this edible sucked. I just went to sleep afterwards. And we're like, you went to sleep or it put you to sleep? We're like, it worked. It did what it was supposed to do. It's like, it did something to you. But he was like, for like 20 minutes, he's like, this thing sucks. It's not doing anything. And then we didn't hear from him. It was like radio silence.
Well, he probably had a great night's sleep.
Oh, yeah, he did. So the moral of the story is, give it time.
Yeah.
It'll kick in.
Just wait. Be patient.
What else we got?
Second one. My dad bought a Ron Popeil. Did I say that right?
Ron Popeil? Popeil?
P-O-P-E-I-L. I think it's Popeye. Anyway, a Ron Popeye set it and forget it rotisserie oven 1 year just so he could make our Thanksgiving turkey that way. He got so excited and invited the whole family over, of course. Oh, I know. This is that rotisserie oven that you put the meat on and it spins it for you. It's like a toaster oven size.
Yeah.
And it spins it.
And his quote was always, set it and forget it.
That's right. Oh, that brings back a flashback.
And then, you know, if you act now, you'll get like the expansion kit that allows you to use an even bigger, fit a turkey in. He bought the expansion kit.
But anyway, in this guy's excitement, he forgot the weight limit of what can be cooked in one of those things. And he set the entire bird on fire. To make things worse, the only restaurant in town that wasn't closed was a 7-Eleven. So that year, my entire extended family had lukewarm hot dogs and microwave burritos for Thanksgiving. I'm like, but what about all the sides, you know? He didn't make any sides. No one brought a side.
I know. All you did was have the
mashed
turkey.
Potatoes, casserole, stuffing.
All you had was, I mean, seriously, it would have been like a vegetarian Thanksgiving if you had all the sides. But you're just, it's not all dad's fault. You didn't bring the sides.
Yeah, where are the sides, people?
You know, we could have,
rolls?
We could have got a chicken or something, you know, everybody always has a chicken in the freezer. You could have thawed out a chicken and we could have had a chicken for dinner.
Or like chicken thighs or chicken breasts, like yeah, something.
Somebody in this extended family would have been like, I got chicken at home.
Yeah, you can't tell me. Dad. Yeah, and you can't tell me there's nothing else in his pantry either.
You can't blame it all on dad. Should have had sides.
All right, next up. During a childhood Thanksgiving, my mom's candles caught the kitchen curtains and some decorative greenery on fire. My sister, my cousins, and I were at the kids' table in the kitchen while the adults were in the dining room, so no one of significance noticed anything except for me, the kid. Before we started eating, my mom threatened us with pain of death if we annoyed the adults during dinner. So when the fire got out of hand, I quietly walked to the dining room and stood silently for a minute or two until someone noticed me. Only then did I politely say, "Sorry, but the kitchen's on fire." Man, her smoke alarms must suck. I know. Imagine being the kid and being so scared of your mother or your parental figure that you're willing to let your house burn down and you possibly get caught on fire and your house is burning down just so she doesn't kill you instead.
So the kid's either scared or the kid's very literal, which is like Andrew, my son. Andrew's very literal. So if I tell him, don't do it or I'm going to kill you, he'll just assume that I'm speaking facts and he won't tell me. Well, you said if I told you were going to kill me. It's not that he's scared of me, it's just that he takes it so literal. You told me you were going to take away my tablet for 2 weeks if I interrupted you, and I'm not going to lose that tablet. It's like, but that doesn't apply when the house is on fire, buddy. Well, you didn't say that. If I don't lay down ground rules and say, in this scenario, tell me, he won't tell me. He'll just let the damn thing burn down.
Kids are so literal nowadays.
You have to break it down to them. You have to give them like, shut up, but here is a list of things to reach out to me about. That's something to think about in the future if you ever have kids.
Oh, God.
Gotta have a list. I'm gonna get this one.
Okay.
My grandpa and grandma got divorced. Grandpa eventually remarried. One Thanksgiving during the what are you most thankful for portion of dinner, my not-so-well grandpa stood up and declared that he regretted letting my grandma divorce him and it was, quote, the biggest mistake of his life. And this was right in front of his new wife.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, and check this out. So apparently, the old wife was there too. Grandma, well, yeah, grandma was there because you're at a big family thing. So nothing happened. He sat back down. Grandma chuckled nervously, and everybody just continued on with their speeches. And they just acted like nothing happened.
Huh.
Because you got to have them both there. I mean, it's grandma and grandpa at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I mean, new wife, that would be awkward with new wife anyways, wouldn't it?
Maybe only if, if maybe old wife didn't have a new husband, I think the first person to get remarried and bring that person in, it could be awkward. But if they're both remarried, it's not a big deal.
I don't know. Sounds like something out of a movie.
Okay, I want you to read this next one.
Okay, got this. A family friend who happened to be lesbian thought it would be a good idea to carry at least 20 plates across the living room before Thanksgiving dinner. In a shocking surprise to absolutely no one, she dropped all of the plates onto the floor. Then my grandfather, who barely knows this friend, says the most infamous words in our family's history. You know those lesbians, slippery fingers.
Oh, grandpa.
Dirty grandpa.
Dirty grandpa.
Why is it that grandpa always has, like, these zingers?
And why does grandpa always get away with them? Do we just give him an excuse because he's old?
Is it because they've been around so long?
Because he went to war.
It's because they've seen everything, and they just have such good zingers the older they get. Nothing phases them. And they always have a good rebuttal and a good, like, slick answer.
They just, yeah, I think we're just like, oh, grandpa's so cute.
Grandpa's so cute, he made it funny.
Look at grandpa all hunched over and tiny in his little sweater vest making, you know, racial sexist comments.
Go sit over there and drink your whiskey, grandpa.
Aw.
What we got next?
Okay. A few years ago, my brother and I were tasked with making centerpieces for the Thanksgiving table. Honestly, we made really beautiful pieces, primarily featuring faux leaves or fake leaves. Well, during dinner, real candles were used in the center of them, resulting in mini fires all along the tables halfway through the dinner. Nothing like a bunch of incinerated fake leaves to make you realize you effed up big time. Why do I get all the fire ones?
I don't know.
How many people are accidentally setting fires on Thanksgiving?
A lot, apparently.
Probably a lot.
I'm still waiting to see if there's a fried turkey explosion or something. Those are pretty notorious. I'll do this one.
Okay.
So we refer to this as the Thanksgiving from hell. I was sleeping on the floor. The house was full of relatives, you know. I woke up to my aunt screaming bloody murder from the bathroom. She was taking a shower and the plumbing backed up through the tub. It was quite literally S water. We had to shut the water off and finish the cooking at several different neighbors' houses. To make matters worse, we couldn't reach a plumber until the following Monday. So... this happened Wednesday?
Or Thanksgiving's a Thursday?
Well, I didn't know if this happened the night before.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like Thursday.
4 days later.
Ew, 4 days later. To make matters, my uncle was staying at a hotel and wouldn't let a single one of us use his room to use the bathroom or to shower. We had to take carloads of family members to the literal gas station to use the bathroom. I went back to college all gross from days of no showering.
Oh my god, that sounds awful.
It gets even better. It turns out that the plumbing issue was a citywide problem, and they had to evacuate the entire street in front of our house. Ooh. They don't do this anymore. Apparently this family doesn't do big gatherings anymore because of this.
Yeah, you smell that sewer, like, smell once, you never want to smell it again. How long do you think their house smelled bad after that, even after it was all fixed? You know, like when you smoke in that room that you were in, smells like smoke after that?
It doesn't go away. I can't imagine, like, that sewage-y smell. Mm-mm. It probably still smells that way years later.
Gross.
I don't know if I want to go to that house.
I mean, I wouldn't want to go back with that memory.
Mm-mm. Uh-uh. I'd be scared. I'd be scared to take a shower in that house.
Ugh. All right, next one. This was back in the 1980s, aka before Google. We finished our Thanksgiving dinner and everyone was cleaning up. Somehow, a button broke off of the dishwasher, so my grandfather grabbed some super glue to fix it. He ended up gluing his hand to the door of the dishwasher. The adults tried to free him to no avail, so my father had to quite literally dismantle the dishwasher door with his father's hand super glued to the front of it. He carried the door, with my grandfather attached, to the back of our station wagon and brought the conjoined duo to our local emergency room. They waited for several hours, only to be set free by a nurse who happened to have nail polish remover in her locker.
What? So they didn't know that then, I guess? I mean, they couldn't Google it, but people just didn't know? I thought women would know those things.
Yeah, and it was probably a female nurse that freed them. Oh. Yeah, acetone can get rid of sticky things, or it cuts through the stickiness. So glue.
But now you'd Google it.
Yeah. Oh, here's a good one. I remember one Thanksgiving when everyone was crazy drunk and fighting. I literally escaped through the bedroom window and drove away with an entire pie. Oh, wait, guys, let me grab this pie.
You have this melee going on. You're like, I'm just going to take this pie. I'll see you guys later.
Screw everybody else.
Oh, my God.
All right, next up. My husband was an only child of divorced parents. His father loved me, but his mother couldn't stand me. To be clear, the woman couldn't stand anybody. She was a horrible person. On this particular Thanksgiving, we'd been married about 6 years. My mother-in-law cooked a nice turkey dinner, and we sat down to eat. We filled our plates, and I had one forkful of food in my mouth when my husband asked my mother-in-law what she would like for Christmas. My mother-in-law looked directly at me, pointed her fork at my face, and said, "Well, I don't know why you bother asking me, because since you married her, you never buy me what I want anyway." My husband put his fork down on his plate very carefully, stood up, and said, "Fine, then you don't need her sitting at your dining room table. We're leaving." And we got up and left Thanksgiving dinner. It took her 2 entire days to call and apologize.
At least she apologized. Sometimes they don't apologize. Sometimes they just say stuff, and it's just...
That's like a red flag. That's like one of those moms that's like too obsessed with their son, you know?
Yeah, but coming from personal experience, like, again, it goes back to the old people thing. Sometimes they say stuff and they don't apologize for it. They're unapologetic. They said, like, "I said what I said. I made my peace with it. You're just going to have to deal with it." It's like, I'm not going to apologize. So at least she apologized. Here's one. Being the gay Martha Stewart wannabe that I am, I hosted Thanksgiving for years, dutifully preparing anything from scratch. It was stressful. So one year I told my older sister that it was her turn to do it for once. She glibly mentioned how, quote, easy it was and gave me a passing glance that I took to be a dig. Next thing you know, her husband is carving the cooked turkey and he feels something strange. Lo and behold, he reaches into the neck cavity and pulls out the bag containing the neck, liver, and giblets that was clearly never removed. My sister looks at me and asks, "What's that? How was I supposed to know that was in there?" We all laughed hysterically and gave her a very self-satisfied grin. I will never let her live that one down.
To be fair, I forgot until this moment that there's a baggie of that in the turkey.
Why is that? I mean, I know it's there like for people use it to make gravy and all that. But like, why does it have to be in there?
People eat it.
I know, but you can't just attach it like to the outside in like baggie or something.
I think that helps with packaging overall. If they just put it in there, then it's, I don't know, it'll stay in there, and then they cover, you know, the whole thing in plastic wrap basically. Well, my dad always gets the gizzards every year, so
the gizzards. Here's a good one. My grandmother ran over herself with her SUV. I was on my way to the Thanksgiving festivities when it happened, so I don't know the exact details, but I do know that she was getting food out of the back of her car, put it in neutral instead of park, and it slowly ran her over. The craziest part is that my family, everybody inside, didn't notice until they heard a bump against the house. The SUV made 3 loops before hitting the house. She ended up being totally fine, but she's obviously not allowed to go outside alone during the holidays anymore. So it like, doom, doom, doom.
And she didn't scream or nothing?
I don't know.
Oh, grandma. That darn grandma of ours. All right. When my husband was a kid, they traded off on hosting Thanksgivings between his mom and her sisters. One year, they all showed up to his aunt's house, and after an hour of appetizers and some small talk, his dad commented that he couldn't smell the turkey cooking. That's when my husband's aunt revealed that they were having fondue for dinner, because she doesn't like turkey.
What?
Hey, instead of, you know, a delicious, hearty Thanksgiving dinner, you get melted cheese.
Here's your little cubes of meat.
Here's your queso, but it's sad because it's not as good as queso.
Oh, you can't do that. You can be creative on like certain...
Why couldn't the fondue be the appetizer?
But you just can't get creative on certain day. Like certain staple meals, like Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, you know, stuff like that. Don't get creative. Don't do it that day. Do it another day. That's like for like a picnic, like a cookout. You know, that's for like a random cookout in the summer. That's not something you do on Thanksgiving.
And if you're not going to have turkey, you go to turkey's cousin. Like you eat a duck, a goose, a chicken.
Anything but
a turkey.
A fondue. Anything but a fondue. Here's one. My dad had an allergic reaction to shrimp cocktail before dinner and his face blew up. He refused to come out of the kitchen or sit at the table with us. He was just eating his food in the kitchen and trying to act like things were totally normal. Like yelling out, hey, good mashed potatoes this year, huh? Meanwhile, my mom is angry crying at the table telling us to just eat our effing food that she worked all day on. All of his kids are just very scared, very, very confused. My sister starts crying because things are so weird and no one wants to eat because there's so much tension. Eventually, my mom convinces my dad that she needs to take him to the ER. My high school senior brother took the bottle of wine and shared it with seventh grade me and got me drunk for the first time. My parents came home from the ER to me throwing up on the bathroom floor.
Oh, I'm glad my family hasn't done anything like this.
I just think it's like, that's like the most random thing. It's like, F it, they're going to the ER. Let's go get drunk. Let me get my kid.
I'm sure there's bars near every hospital.
I know, but it's like, here, let me get my younger sibling drunk. My seventh grade sibling drunk.
Oh, this one looks interesting. Oh my God. So my mom dominated the Thanksgiving dinner conversation for a solid 45 minutes about how everyone should be drinking their pee. She read in some yoga book about how it cures some infection called Bali belly that you get in places like, you guessed it, Bali, but stressed that it's actually just really helpful for all sorts of stuff. She went way into detail about how you have to catch it midstream of the first pee in the morning, blah, 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 blah. By the end, she was defending it so thoroughly that she said she was going to start tomorrow morning. She never did, and now she denies the conversation lasted more than 5 minutes and insists that everyone was egging her on.
That's like the most random, obscure conversation.
Okay, that lady is totally wrong. The only time you should ever need to drink your pee is if you are so dehydrated and you don't have immediate access to fresh, clean water. So, like, if you're stuck in the middle of the ocean and you're dehydrated and you don't have bottled water with you, you can drink your own pee one time. Because it's better to drink your own urine than it is to drink seawater.
Well, you're only going to pee that one time because you're not going to have anything else to pee. You only got that one shot.
Well, you'll have a little more once it goes through you one more time, but you can't. It's not good to drink it the second time.
Because it's like really wasteful at that
point. It's really, yeah, like, concentrated like, and...
It's really, poisonous.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one. One year, my sister hosted Thanksgiving for our entire extended family. She set up the buffet on her glass-top breakfast table because it was round and easy for people to walk around while they made their plates. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, she forgot that heat plus glass equals disaster. Halfway through the meal, there was a huge boom. The glass table had cracked all the way in half. And all the hot dishes had hit the ground. Luckily, everyone had already made their plates, but my sister obviously had to go get a new table. It was the only leftover-less Thanksgiving we've ever had. Who wouldn't have thought about that?
You know, I didn't know that until I started working in a restaurant. Because we would have glasses that we served our soda in, and they would run them through the dishwasher. Mm-hmm. And the dishwasher washes them with really hot water. Mm-hmm. And when you're super, super busy, sometimes they're taking those glasses right out of the dishwasher and putting them in, like, the rack that we use to grab them when we need to fill them with a soda when a customer orders it. And I learned very quickly that if I go in and I grab one of those glasses and it is hot to the touch, to run cold water on top of it before you fill it with ice and a cold beverage.
Because it'll explode.
It will crack in your hand and cut you.
And you had that happen?
No, but they warned me. That was like on my first day. They're like, don't do that.
Here's one. We're celebrating Thanksgiving years ago, and my cousins and I were upstairs watching TV while the adults were downstairs cooking. My cousin, who we'll call Max for the story, was notorious for stripping down to only his undies at any possible opportunity. That Thanksgiving, Max decided to strip down to his undies and wrestle with my other cousin. All of a sudden, punches were being thrown, so Max, still partially naked, runs downstairs in front of everyone in only his underwear. Genius kid, right? Anyways, he slipped and fell in the middle of the kitchen. My Uncle Jack, who was holding a tray of hot mashed potatoes, tripped on Max and spilled it all over his partially naked body. Cue my grandmother screaming, "Why is my naked grandson covered in mashed potatoes?" And my grandfather replying, "Eh, stranger things have happened. Like when we found out about Jack's half-sister." So anyway, that's how my uncle's kids found out about their half-aunt.
Okay, what I find weird about this whole thing is that he doesn't say how old this kid is. How old is Max? Is he like 4? Or is he like 11? Because there's a big difference there.
Yeah, there is a big difference. And, you know, when they're little, it's cute.
Yeah.
But when they're old, it's disturbing.
Yeah. It's like, who's not parenting them right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Let's see. Oh, here's one. One of the last years, we had my 90-year-old grandma over for Thanksgiving. My entire family, got totally hysterical during dessert. Someone would tell a pretty ordinary story, and we wouldn't be able to stop laughing. It was the most fun we'd ever had together at a holiday. But as it turns out, we were all stoned. Unbeknownst to us, my brother put weed into his pie.
That sounds like
a hoot.
You gotta love the marijuana stories. Was grandma high too?
She had to have been. The whole point is that everyone ate the pie.
That's a good memory to have with your grandmother, I guess, right?
Grandma's like, oh, this takes me back.
Remember that time Nana got stoned and was telling the stories? With this awesome pie? Okay, here's one. 25 years ago, my son was born in early November. 2 weeks later, we went to my mom's house for Thanksgiving. It's important to know that everyone on her side of the family is very prim and proper. During dinner, my brother took my 2-week-old son to check his diaper. He came back with the diaper in hand saying, "It doesn't smell or look right." He proceeded to smell it and said something was wrong. So he tasted it. The diaper. Everyone flipped out. But he filled a clean diaper with pumpkin pie filling. It was hilarious.
They probably lost their marbles.
Oh, especially being so prim and proper. They're like, oh, such blasphemy.
What white trash did you marry?
God. You know, that's just some of what the internet has for stories. I don't know if I have any. I'm sure I do, but I don't. I have to think about it really hard.
If nothing's sticking out in my past, so that makes me think nothing as cool or funny has happened.
I mean, stuff has happened, but I don't think it's ever been like that. You know? Many years ago, my sister hosted Thanksgiving because my mom was out of town. She was dealing with a sick relative. And my sister likes the stuffing or the dressing, but she doesn't like it with onions in it. And mom always makes it with onions. And every year, there's always like this little bitty pan that my mom makes just for my sister. Like a little like personal pan for my sister that doesn't have onions in it.
Aw.
Yeah. So then the year my sister got to make dressing and turkey and all that, we're like, what is wrong with this dressing? It tastes good, but it's missing something. It's missing the damn onions. You know? We never let it die either. We never let that go. We're just like, remember that year you made turkey and dressing and you didn't put onions in there? But that's about it, you know? I don't think we really have anything like that. I don't think we have any. You know, you have your little like one-liners and your zingers. But I don't think we've ever had any like knockdown dragouts or anything like that.
Hmm.
You?
My family, I don't know, maybe we're boring. But I do remember one year I actually skipped Thanksgiving at my parents' house because I was able to go to the Cowboys game that day. So like every year the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving. And one year I was able to go because I got a free ticket because I can't afford to go. It's the only one I've ever been to my whole life. Grew up in Dallas, go figure. But I remember going to that game, and I went with my roommate at the time. And my roommate was not born in America, so her family didn't really celebrate Thanksgiving because they immigrated here from Russia. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, they were super nice, totally, totally cool. But it was kind of weird to go to their house. We stopped there before the game and not have, like, Thanksgiving turkey there. They had, like, this cool chocolate cake, and they had sushi. I think they had made some sushi at home. What? And were making their own sushi rolls. I mean, it was good and all, but I was like, yeah, you had that's what the people who don't celebrate Thanksgiving do. They have sushi, or you know,
Thanksgiving sushi. I'll be damned.
Yep,
that's kind of cool.
I mean, it was good sushi, and then I just went home and ate turkey anyway. But that was interesting. And I'm trying to think if anything happened at my house. Oh my god, we're so boring. Normally what happens, like, my mom makes the same stuff every year, so I can, like, close my eyes and I can name off every single thing she makes every year. It's always the same. And sometimes, I guess some years, she just, I don't know, she gets overwhelmed or she's doing other stuff at the same time, but several times she's forgotten to cook something. And my dad will be like, where are the green beans? Or where's the dressing?
I've been thinking about those.
Yeah, where are the mashed potatoes, hun? And she's like, she'll drop her fork and go, I completely forgot.
That's what I've been waiting for. I haven't had it since last year.
We do this every year, honey. What's the hold?
You had one job, to make everything.
Yeah, that's typically what happens.
You had one job, honey. You had to make everything, and it just didn't work out.
Oh, and then one year I decided I wanted homemade cranberry sauce, so I made homemade cranberry sauce, and my sister put up this big fuss that because she didn't like it, so we had to, like, go out and buy the canned cranberry jelly stuff, you know, that comes in the can, because that's all she'll eat. So if I ever say I'm going to make cranberry sauce, we always have to get the canned jelly, too, for my sister.
There's always one. That's, like I said, my sister's like that with no onions. There's always one you have to cater to.
Yeah.
And mom and dad will never let it go. Like, no, it's what she wants. It's what she's always wanted. She's always been that way. You just got to make it for her. Like, mom, she's 45. You don't have to make it for her anymore.
It's not like she's allergic.
No, she's not allergic. She's just a brat.
That's what parents do. They love you unconditionally. I mean, look how you spoil your son. Come on.
It's true.
Are you saying you wouldn't do the same for your son?
I only got one, though. Only got one.
I know, and you spoil him extra because there's only one right now.
She had three. Right now, forever, there's only one. Only one. Yeah, like this year, the family's kind of spread out. My sister's in Japan. My sister and her whole family is in Japan visiting my nephew who's in the Marines. So, like, they're gone from Thanksgiving. And it's usually my sister's family and then my brother's and then mine, obviously. So they're gone. And then my mom's like, well, I'm still going to make food for everybody. And we'll just see who shows up. Well, mom makes at least two turkeys, if not three. Whether there's five of us or 50 of us. And if there's only five of us that show up, we're going to have leftovers for like the next 4 weeks. She makes it regardless. She's going to make, like I said, two or three turkeys. She'll make freaking pies and cakes and like
big... She must do that because she just loved to do it, though.
She makes like that big trough of like potato salad, like the one that's like, there's no visual here, but it's like this big monster bowl that you get at, it's like something they would have at a restaurant. Like just this big bowl of, I don't even know where you buy this big ass bowl at, but she has one. She has several and they're all full of, you know, the baked, you know, mashed potatoes and corn and mac and cheese and all that stuff. Just,
well, that's how she shows her love. She likes to cook for her family.
I know, but she
must enjoy doing it.
She cooks for people that aren't even going to show up.
Well, they could go home with stuff.
Everybody does, and there's still tons of leftovers, even after that.
Hey, you don't have to, like, necessarily cook for several days after that.
So, yeah. So, being married, do you have the thing where you have two Thanksgivings?
That's what we've kind of done so far. I mean, I've only been married 2 years now, but it kind of worked out because my family always, like, ate Thanksgiving dinner early. Mm-hmm. So, we always ate maybe around, like, 12, 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then my husband's family, they always ate like normal dinner time, like 6 or something. So typically we would just go to my parents in the morning, his parents in the afternoon, call it a day.
The one thing I've learned, I mean, because me and Myrna have been doing this a decade almost now. And you know, most of the time it's been like that, one early, one late. And the one thing I've learned is that Thanksgiving food does not digest fast enough. You are miserable by the end of the day. And I don't think it even matters, like, how little you eat. It's just, because it's so much stuff. It's so, like, heavy.
It's savory. It's salty.
It doesn't digest fast enough. And you feel like you have a rock in you leaving the first meal. And you're like, okay, I'm going to try to make room for the second meal. And then by the end of the night, you're like, I've gained 42 pounds. I feel horrible. Like, I'm going to feel terrible for the next day or two. I don't think I've ever had one. And like I said, some Thanksgivings I've eaten more than others. But either way, I feel miserable. I think that's why I eat more anyway. Because I'm like, I'm going to be miserable anyways. It's just, this crap doesn't digest. Turkey doesn't digest well.
And isn't there like studies out there that have shown that whatever's in turkey makes you sleepy?
Yes. So eat it twice. Eat it twice in a day. And you're twice as sleepy.
Just prepare time for a nap after. You're good.
You know, the one thing about having two meals, especially when they're so close to, like, you literally had lunch and then dinner and it's the exact same thing. Do you do that thing where you're like, this turkey's a little dry. The one I had earlier was better. This gravy's not as...
They are definitely different. I will say that. I don't want to say one's necessarily better than the other because in case they ever listen to this. But no, it's just different. But I had to get used to eating a Thanksgiving dinner that wasn't my mom's for the first time in my life. So that was very weird in general.
Well, generally speaking, and I don't know about you, but it's always customary to like get a little bit of everything. Even if you're not going to eat a lot of it, just to be nice and to sample it or whatever. And it's like...
Oh, I don't do that. I don't want it, I don't take it.
I get it to be nice. But then it's like, I really don't want that. But I'm gonna
Then you're stuck with, I don't want to eat this because either you don't like it or you're full and then you leave it on your plate and then you feel more guilty.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
So just don't even take it.
But it's just, yeah, like I said, for me, that's the thing is like, I'll eat this and I'm like, this is really good. This is way better than what I had, you know, at so-and-so's house. Or it's like, oh man, I should have had more of that over there because this one sucks.
Take your Beano before, take some Alka-Seltzer, some Tums with you. You got this.
Pace yourself when you're drinking too.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you can get a lot of wine in you on Thanksgiving. And
wine.
Yeah, but like, it's a marathon. Thanksgiving is a marathon. There's meals, there's desserts, there's football, there's probably some drinking involved. There's not a whole lot of movement most of the time. You're just sitting
sometimes
somewhere.
Like Christmas decor.
Oh, yeah.
Outside football game that you have, you know, you throw the ball around.
Yeah. It's a whole lot of stuff, but it's like, but at the end of the day, you're just like, oh, I'm so tired. I don't want to do this. But you did it. And then guess what? You get to do it again in like 4 more weeks. Because it's Christmas. You know, but it is fun. You know, you create your little memories and you have your little traditions and all that.
And I guess if something crazy does happen, you never forget it and you tell that story on to other people to make them laugh later.
Yeah.
Like we just did.
I think the only one that I could think of that's like memorable is 2020 when we did it outside and we had like this really big setup outside and everybody was spread out and everybody had like their own little table, but we were in a big circle or a square. So it was like, okay, this family's going to sit at this plastic table. This family's going to sit at this. And we all had rectangle tables. And it's like, my sister was hell-bent on everybody's going to gather for this, but we're all going to socially distance. So we were outside and we're like 20 feet away. Like, how's the mashed potatoes? What? It's like windy and...
Oh, but that's still great that you guys got together. That was a scary time, so I'm glad y'all were able to work around that.
You know, so that's like the cool, quirky stories, you know? No drama, just quirky. So, everybody have a good Thanksgiving.
Yes! Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
To everyone.
Happy pre-Christmas. I mean, I guess Christmas stuff technically has been going on for weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like the... Now it's like, this is it.
Yeah.
When this is done, it's like... Christmas.
Get your Amazon carts ready for Black Friday. Check out Amazon. Check out Target. Fun fact, Target will price check Amazon or price match. Check them all out. Get ready.
Cyber Monday.
Oh, God.
All that good stuff.
You know. I'm just going to be spending all my money the next few weeks.
Spend your money. You know, you got some good movies out. The Marvels, the Trolls movies out, the new one. I think, isn't there like a Harry Potter prequel? No, Hunger Games prequel or something mm-hmm. coming out. Or that's out. Yeah, you got all kinds of stuff. Thanksgiving in full effect. Holidays in full effect.
And they're going to fly by.
Mm-hmm. And then before you know it, we'll be in 2024.
Ew.
2024, right?
Yeah.
God dang.
Well, I guess that's a good stopping point.
Yeah, that's going to wrap us up for episode 99. 99. The next one, we will be in triple digits. And we'll be in triple digits for a while.
Well,
like for a long, long while. It doesn't get...
Until we reach 1,000, which we'll see if that happens.
Yeah. So, yeah. Episode 100. I think it's going to wrap up 99, though.
Mm-hmm.
On behalf of myself and Miss Caitlin,
hey.
Let's thank the sponsors first. Wavespace Audio for the music, as always. Young Ideas for all of your Dish and Google product needs.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving, Sergio.
Same to you. Let's, I guess I'm thankful for this.
Yeah. I'm thankful for you and our show. I love doing it with you. Have a good time.
Good. Sure. I'll just say sure.
Okay, cool.
No, I'm thankful for you too.
Yay.
All right, guys. We're out of here. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Latest.